Okay, today's daf is Psachim daf Ayin Aleph 71, and we are on Ayin Amid Beis by the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer Labanav. Next Mishnah to hear Maseches Psachim. Ha'omer Labanav, Harini Shochet Ez HaPesach. We take out the word Benas. Al Mishiyah L'mikem Rishal Yushalayim. Somebody's trying to get his kids and his current kids to go up to Yushalayim. So he says, I'm going to Shech the Pesach for whoever gets there first. Whoever gets there first, he wants his kids to get the Yerushalayim. So he says, I'm going to shech the Pesach, for whoever gets there first. Kivat shehichnes harishon, rosho verubo. Once the first son gets there and most of his head and body are in, zoche bechalko. So he's zoche in his chelek of the current Pesach. Umezake es achiv imo. And once he gets it, then his brothers are also. Brothers are also included, even though the Pasha Pshad sounds like it's only the one brother. So the Gemara is going to explain that really he has in mind for all of them to be part of it, but he only wants, he says it in this way in order to encourage them. So we'll see. So again, if somebody says this, and then once the first person gets in, then they're all in. Halacha number one. Halacha number two. La'olam e'nimnim alav achi hebo kezayas l'kol echad ve'echad. Everybody has to try to get a kezayas and be designated for a kezayas in the current Pesach. And if it's less than that, that's called shalola. Ochlov, right? Everybody has to have a kezias. Number three, nimnin umoshchenes yideyam mimenu achi yishachet. You could be appointed and change your appointment all the time until shechita, right? For 2 weeks before Pesach, you're in one group, and then the morning of Erev Pesach, you decide to be in a different group. That's okay. You could be appointed and remove your appointment all the way until shechita. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon argues. Rabbi Shimon says, yes, I agree that you have to be appointed before Shechita, but you could remove your appointment later. Ad she yizarek, yizarek, skip alav es hadam. Until this week es hadam, when you give it after, if I'm part of a Shechita, and I'm still part of the appointment, then I decide, you know what, I really want to be in a different group, so I can switch up until Zrika Sadam. After Zrika Sadam, it's done. So there's nothing to talk about. But again, Reb Shimon is mode, as we'll see, that you have to be appointed before the Shechita, but you can remove yourself even after the Shechita. Says the Gemara, Amar Reb Yochanan, Les kan hareini shochet, when the Mishnah says at the beginning that whichever son goes up, I'll shecht for them, and then everyone else will be Zocha with them, that's not literal. That meant to be literal because, as we just learned, once there's Shechita, you can't appoint anybody else. You have to be appointed before the Shechita. So when he says, I'm going to Shecht, and then the first son will be included, and then we'll get everyone else, no, it means El Harini Mafresh. If he's not going to be Mafresh the carbon for the first son, and then all the other sons and are going to be part of it, that's really after the Hafrasha. Right after the Afrasha, not after the Shechita, because that would be too late. V'lama teninta hareini shochet. So why did it say shochet? Like much more serious. I'm only going to shech for this one. Bishul azarzon, right? In order to be mizaris, the children from going. He wants to get them and encourage them to get there quickly. So that's why he went. But he didn't really mean it. Doesn't really mean it, right? Look at the last line in the Pnei Moshe. The Yisbar she'enu shochet ela klomer kamash malan the kavanaso haya bishul zaris ol kol echad echad mehen. The kavan is to be mizaris each of them. The Yisbar, and each one will think she'enu shochet ela bishvilo. Each one will think that, oh, he's only shechting for me, not for anybody else. Therefore, I got to get there quickly. Aval la'olam himnas kulan kodem shechita. Really, he's being memana all of them. So it's interesting that the Gemara talks here about he's lying. He's lying. He's saying a sheker in order to be mizaris, right? Are there cases that is this appropriate, right? So we know there are cases of sheker, of lying in, for a greater purpose, right? The Gemara Ksubis, on Daf Yud Zayin, Ketzem Arakdim Lefnei Akala, right? What do you say in front of Akala? So the Rabbi Bishamai says, Kala Kamoshi, right? You say, and whatever she is, whatever, find a mida in her that is positive, and she has beautiful fingers. I don't say something, but so Bezalel says, "What do you mean? That's going to embarrass her, and not going to be appropriate for the wedding." So that's what Bezalel says. Kala nova chasuda. Every kala is noev chasid, and you might say that's not a lie because beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. But even if not, right, that's what you say, Mishana, to keep the peace. That's the Gemara in Yevam. It's also about Mishana Mipnei Hashalom. You learn that from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself lied and didn't say the whole truth to Avraham Avinu when Sarah laughed and wondered how she's old and her husband's old. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu reported that reaction to Avram, he only said that, oh, she said that she's old. She didn't say that you're old, right? Because even after 100 years, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was worried about concerned about the shalom bias of Avraham and Sarah. Unbelievable. But that's number one. So you see, sometimes there's a concept of sheker for toelis. The Gemara says sometimes that a certain Rebbe will say something to test his students, not because it's literal, but just to remind them and to test them and to teach them. Remember, we had even a couple of weeks ago where we had Rabbi Akiva trying to remind his Rabbi Abelezer, what you taught me in the sugyas of what's Docha Shabbos, that he said made a kavachomer that even Shechita shouldn't be Docha Shabbos. He didn't really mean that the Shechita shouldn't be Docha Shabbos, that obviously it's Docha Shabbos, it has to be. That's the Zman. Rabbi Elazar picks up on him. Rabbi, what are you saying? But the Mefarshim, as we saw, the Gemara points out that he was just saying that, not because he really meant it, but he was saying it to remind his Rebbe of what his Rebbe had taught him himself. But again, this is the Midah, specifically here, of Zrizus. He was trying to teach Zrizus to his children. Zrizus is one of the first Remidos in the Brais and Avodah Zarah on Daf Chaf, which is the basis for the Sefer Misul Sisharim, that picked up that brisa. It's different Gersos than that brisa, but one of the views of their Gersos. Zrizus is at the beginning. Rav Asher Weiss points out in Brachos in the new edition Siman Lamed Daled that Zrizus is really related. We mentioned this also a few weeks ago. Zrizus is related to three other similar principles, but they're not all the same. And sometimes he points out Mefarshim blend them and mix and match them. But if you look in Chazal, he assumes that they're all four separate different principles. The first one he talks about there is Rizus, right? Zrizus, right? The Begeder Alach Azunira, the Kolhecha de Mutal Ala Adam, Lakaya Mitzvah, She'etzem Asiyasa Hitachlis HaNirtzeizba, V'lo Totzosaha. The focus is the Maisa, not the Totzaa. So then, that's where Zrizus applies. Tzorach lezdaris b'kiyuma laharos godel chibaso the mitzvah. If I do it quickly, that shows how much I love the mitzvah. Shows how much it's chaviv to me. That's what the Meiri says in Harios Daf Yud. K'shetavo dvar mitzvah liyado, sheyehe bechlal zrizim akdimin lemitzvahs. V'lo yisacher ba'asiyas ha-mitzvah. She'ein ze ela derech mi she'ina osa ha-mitzvah derech kavana me'ula. If you don't do it with Zrizus, it's like you're just trying to get rid of the Chiyuv. Okay, I have to do it now, I'll do it before the last 2 minutes. No, Zrizus is about Chiyuv of Mitzvah, and it's about where the focus is the Etzem Maisa HaMitzvah. Where do you find Zrizus? Tfila, Mila, Shofar. Even though they're Kasher Kalayom, there's an idea of Zrizus in the Mitzvah. But there are a number of Mitzvahs that you don't find Zrizus. You don't find Zrizus by marriage. Right, do marriage earlier in the morning, or chalitza or shchita, right? So he says he thinks venira that Zrizus doesn't apply where the ikker is the totzah. Obviously, mila has a totzah too, that he's mahul. But if the ikker really is the result, kiddushin ain be'etzem ma'isa hakiddusha mitzvah. The Rambam says it's a mitzvah; it's counted, but the ikker is the result. Ela betotzoseh bilvad ain noy din Zrizus. Also by chalitza. The ikar is the matir, right? As the Chasam Sofer discusses, mitzad adin ein mitzvah chalitza elakli lahatras yom lashuk. He talks about a woman who has no plans to get remarried does the mitzvah. So that's number one. Number two, shihui mitzvah lo mashhinan, right? The second principle that's mentioned in Yevamos Daf Lamedtes regarding waiting for the oldest brother to come from Medinas Hayam or waiting for someone to get old enough, right, until Yibum or Chalitza is done. So there, the Gemara says, Shihui mitzvah lo mashhinan. So, says Rav Asher Weiss, I think that principle is, whenever there's a chash that the mitzvah might not ever be done, that's what you say, don't wait. Kol echad yish chash, shema titarei fasha, v'lo yucha l'kayim ha-mitzvah klal, amrinu shihui mitzvah lo mashhinan. And therefore, b'chalitza in abtina l'katan shiyagdil, or the like. That's where the Shihui mitzvah, appears. He applies also by, he quotes the Shubas HaDesha and by Kiddush Levana. Is it better to wait till Motzi Shabbos, when one is Mevusam, Ubegadav Na'im, or maybe it's better for a weekday because, you know, you don't want to wait. So he assumes that would be a Shihui Mitzvah Lo Mashkinan context and not Azriza's context. Number two. Number three, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, right? This we had earlier, and that is to do, when you burn the Karab, when you Erev Pesach Shechalis B'Shabbos, you're even allowed to do the Hector Chalavim Veivarim on Shabbos, even though it's Kasher Kol HaLaila. But you don't have to wait. Why Chavivin Mitzvah B'Shaita? That means the B'Shaita is where there is a Lechadchila time. Right, there's an ikerzman of doing a mitzvah, and there's an additional time where you can be yod to the mitzvah. Then the lechadchila is to do it at the iker time. Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. That's b'shaita. That's number three. And there's other examples of this as well. And number four, ein mavir in ala mitzvahs, which itself has different types of applications. Where you have two mitzvahs in front of you, which you do first. We have a place to do the mitzvah. Do the mitzvah in the first place, like you're walking on the mizbeach. Right, the zmana mitzvah. Right, there's different applications of Ein Mavir, but those are the four principles that have a slight, they're similar, they're in the same world, but they're slightly different. Ein Mavir and all mitzvahs, Shiyui mitzvah lo mashinon, Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, and Ein Mavir and Zvizim Akdimin lo mitzvahs. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara on top now, Ayin Alpha and Aleph, for Belazar b'shem Raboshia. So, what's the issue? Karban Eida sets up the issue. That, and this is what we're going to talk about the rest of the daf today. And that is, let's say somebody designates a Karban Pesach. So I say, this hereby is a Karban Pesach. And I'll makdish it. But now I'm going to go around and there's going to be other people that are going to buy a portion of this. I'm not going to eat this whole thing myself. So I'm going to buy a portion. And people are going to come with their already designated hukdash money. So people are going to come with their hukdash money to buy a piece of the Karban Pesach, which I was already makdish. One second. But once I get the money, I'm going to want to use that for stam, you know, chulin purposes. So the Gemara says that that money is going to turn into chulin, right? Again, a person has one, all the buyers have heck, they've already designated and be makdash that money. They're coming to buy the Karban Pesach, a piece of the Karban Pesach, which is already hukdash. Usually, the only way that hekdash is removed, hekdash is not yotze lechulin bichdi. Right? Hekdash needs a pidyon. You need to switch the kedusha onto something. So how does this work? You have the hektish money and you have the hektish animal. So how does this work? Says the Gemara, Tnai Bezdin, there's an implicit condition that Bezdin makes that the money is going to become chulin. And the Gemara is going to have two ways how, what's the mechanism that the Tnai Bezdin works through? So let's see. Rablazer B'shem Raboshia. Tnai Bezdin, who? Sheizeh Mafresh Es Pischo. This one can designate his Karban Pesach and give a Kedusha. Vizeh Mafresh Es Ma'osav. And this one is going to be designate his money and give a Kedusha. Mam no sol shalom. And then when the person who has the animal is going to appoint people on his Karban Pesach, Famos Yosel L'chulim Ne'alein, the money will go out L'chulim. So the question is, how does that work? How does the money go out L'chulim? If they're both Kadosh, don't you need something to be Chalon? You have to, it's not Yotzei L'chulim Bichdi. So Ma, so what, how does it work? So Yotzei L'chulim V'chozer V'kidesh. This is the side number one. Basically, in a line, do you say some of the animal remains chulin or some of the money remains chulin? Let's explain it. Yotzei lechulin v'chozer v'kiddush. Do we say that really when the person is makdish the animal, he has in mind that when he's going to sell a portion of the animal, that part is chulin until the money comes? Is that how it works? That there's a limitation in the hakdasha of the animal. Yotzei lechulin, some of the animal goes out lechulin v'chozer v'kadosh, and then once the money is given, then the kedusha of the money goes onto that portion of the animal, and then the money becomes chulin. Right? Is that how it works? That there's a limit in the hakdasha of the animal. O lekach hikdishu. Or do we say the money person? When the person makes his money kadosh, he has an implicit tnai that it's only kadosh until the time that I give it to the person who's selling me the Karban Pesach. O lekach hikdishu mishar rishona. It's an implicit, right? You might say that you generally can't have such a thing, right? You can't have, if a man gets married to a woman, right? We say, I only want to be married to you for a month. And then after that, it should be paka. That doesn't work, right? The Gemara compares this to hektish. Usually hektish, doesn't, you can't be makdash something for a limited time. But here, yeah, that's the Tnai Bezdin. Tnai Bezdin is that the original Hafrashas Hamos is limited until the time that he buys the Karban Pesach, and then he becomes chulin. So that's the question. Does the Tnai Bezdin work through the animal becoming chulin and then kadosh, or it's the money? So my nafik mi benel, lamai nafkamina. What's a nafkamina between the two? Lamaisa, the money's gonna go to chulin anyway when he buys the Karban Pesach. This case. Hifrish mea mana lepischo. Nibdozo achamishim. A person designated 100 mana. 100 mana for the Karban Pesach. And then he goes and he only uses 50. He gets a good deal. He only uses 50. Vimdozo achamishim. So now what happens? What happens to the other 50 that weren't used to buy the Korban Pesach? Same tamer yotzei l'chulin v'chozer v'kidesh. If you say it's the first sad, that it's the animal. The animal, when the person is back to the animal, he says, well, the portion of the animal that's going to be paid for, that's going to be chulin. So that here, you're stuck. Shara hamos, we're flipping the girsa, hektishain. That the extra 50 remains hektish. Because it wasn't nifte, it didn't have any animal to go on. Right? Only 50 went on the animal. The other 50 is still kadosh. In tamar lakach hektisha bishar bishona. But if you say no, it's the owner of the money limits the kedusha until he buys the animal. The charamos, chulin hain. Then the rest of the money would be chulin because he only gave it kedusha. He only imbued it with kedusha until the time that he buys his Korban Pesach. Period. So now the Gemara is going to bring a couple of rayas to one of the tzadim. So the first, we're going to bring two questions on the first side. The first side. Remember, the first side is, how does the Tanai Beza work? That when the person is back, just the animal, it's only up until he's about to sell, and then it's going to really be chulin. The animal's going to be chulin until the money comes, and then that portion is going to be kadosh, and then the money's going to flip and become chulin. So Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Amar Shmuel bar Abba. Boy, hagatz mecha. One second. Shehim no sol hat al chinam. What if you find somebody who's very poor? So you're going to give him, you're going to give him a tip for free. So what happens then? If he's coming for free, so how does this, you're going to say, oh, right before I'm going to give it to him, it becomes chulin. Then it's never going to become kadosh, that section, because there's no money here. Switching hands. Ma istacha yozal chul v'choz v'kidesh. So in that case, what's going to happen? You're stuck. So that part of the animal is going to remain chulin. That can't be, right? So that's a kasha on the first side. Kasha on the first side, how does it switch status in that case? How does it switch status? If you look at the Rav Chaim Kidievsky, he says, d'hameikara shehikdesha pesach, L'shem, where's the lashon I want to find? Yeah. Toha hagatz mecha heich mispana acher hafreshaso. Toha meikara shiktish ha-pesach l'shem atzmo hikdishu v'choz manas chaveiro. The only way you switch it to your friend is with the money, and there's no money here. So kasha number one on that first side. And then on second question, milehon derabanan, the words of the rabbis. We're going to see which rabbi? Reish Lakish. The words of Reish Lakish is also going to be a kasha. Amri sheyotzei lechulin v'chol zev kidesh. The words of the Rosh Lakish are also going to be against that first sad, that it does not go out to chulin, the animal, and then become kadosh. From the following discussion, here we go. Tamantanina, we learned in the Mishnah Meseches Temura. We know there's an Isser d'Araisa to use an Esnan Zona or Mechir Kelev. We'll focus on the Esnan Zona here for a karban. If a man uses the services of a Zona, Rachmana Litzlan, and then he pays her with an animal, that animal cannot be a karban. That's a Din d'Araisa. Din d'Araisa is counted as a losase in the Monia Mitzvahs. The Rambam has it in Mitzvah losase kuf. The Chinuch has it tuf kuf ayin aleph. Shinimnano me'akrav eson zonu mechir kelav l'gabi ha-mizbeach. That's the pasuk in Kiseitse. But what happens if nasan l'ksafim? What happens if the man gave her money and then he uses that money to buy an animal? She used that money to buy an animal. That's mutter. Right, that's she's allowed to buy a carbon with that money. It's not direct. Harei lumutarin, right? That's mutter. Yeno shvanim uslasos. But if he gives her as payment wine, oil, and flour, can she give that? Kol davar shekishiyosu akarba gabayis be'achaser. No, that's aser because that's using the exact item that was given. We have to add in four words out. Add in four words to the girsa of the carbon eida. Nasa la mukdashin mutarin. If he gives her mukdashin, if he gives her a carbon. What if he already has a karban? That's mutter. Why? Because he basically doesn't own the karban. Nasla bukdashin mutarin. That's mutter. So what are we talking about there? That he gives her a karban? What do you mean he gives her a karban? So Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish Amar b'mamne osa, should be osa, not oso, b'mamne osa is al pischo. He has a karban pesach. He allows her as payment, in lieu of payment, he gives her a section of the karban pesach. He allows her to be nimna the karban pesach. So the Gemara says, the Bryce says, that's mutter. Right, because again, he already owns the Korban Pesach, and therefore it's not really going to her because it's not really transferring. But one second, but says Reish Lakish, if this is the case, then we're assuming that's the case of the Mishnah, but it should be a problem. It shouldn't be mutter because according to the first sa, according to the first sa, it should be a problem. Why? Because according to the first sa, what happens? It's chulin, and then when it's given as payment, then it switches. But if that's true here, then this should be usher. Because then he's giving her a piece of the animal as estanzona. Right? If you say like the second side, nothing to do with the animal. The animal is fully kadosh right away. It's just that the money, then fine. There's no problem with this. But if you say it's that the Karban Pesach, the first side, the Karban Pesach, when the owner is makdash it, he leaves out some of its chulin until he gives it to the person. So then, that here too, it's chulin as the zona gets it. So that should be a problem. So, why should it be mutter? Why should it be nasan l'mukdash mutarin? So, hada amar, she'inu yozel l'chulin v'chozev akidesh. So it should be, therefore it's against that first sad. Itemar, she'inu yozel l'chulin v'chozev akidesh. Because if you say, it's like that sad, and therefore the animal is chulin until it gets to the hands of the new owner, ye asar misham esnan. That should be asar misham esnan, in the schar of the bia, right? Because that's what he's giving it to her in lieu of paying for the maisa bia. Therefore, this should be a problem. This should be labeled as esnan. The fact that it's not shows it's against the first sad. Says the Gemara, maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe it's not against the first sad. Pater law, maybe the reason that even if you say the first sad, that it's really nechshav chulin, momentarily as she gets it, but she never really had it. She never really had it. She becomes part of the Pesach right away. So pater law b'shelo nichnas l'toch yada klum. Right, it's as if she never had it. Look at the bottom, carbon eda. The lakach mutarin. The lafish lo nichnas l'toch yada klum. V'loavi esnan. That's why she never really got it. Because he designates her as a portion on the carbon pesach for the group. Ula olama pesach yotzei l'chulat sheshah shemakdisha. Defending the first sad. Really, the pesach is chulit, is yotzei l'chulin until the moment that he's makdash it for her, but she never really had it, and that's why it wouldn't be considered an esnan. What's an esnan? She gets something and then she gives it to the mikdash. Here she never really had it, because at the moment that she's supposed to get it, the chulin becomes hektish and she never has it in her hands. Where do you see a model of that? Where do you see a model of that? And if there's time, we'll get back to esnan. Teidalacha, says the Gemara. I'll prove to you there's a model like that, because there's a Mishnah Nedarim. The Tanina Taman, we learned in the Mishnah Mesechah Nedarim, in the fourth parak, an ein ben hamudar, if there is a kohen who is mudar hana from someone, that kohen is allowed to offer karbanos for the person who is no der from. Makriv alav kine zavim, kine zavos, kine yoldos. Right? And he's allowed to give these karbanos. Right? Even though, says the karban eda, avagav de mehanu, even though he's giving him hana, right? By offering his karbanos. Because the mudar hana is niftar from a karban by having these animals given for him. But still, lo bishalo, back to the Gemara, lo bishalo, nichnas l'toch yado, klom is in the svara, why is it mutar? Because the one who is ne'esar from getting hana, he never had the animal. The kohen finds an animal, takes an animal, and is makrivit for him on his behalf. So the person is saving, but it never went into his hands. So that's why that's not a violation of mudar hana. So the same thing would be here. Afacha b'shalo nichnas l'toch yada klum. Right? It's a case where why is it not an esnan issue? Because it never went into her hands. So just like it never went into his hands by the mudar hana case, that's why it's allowed. So too, it never went into her hands. So that's why it wouldn't be esnan. So at least the second question we answer. The second question we answer. We didn't answer the question about what if you give it for free. But we answered the second question from Reish Lakish's explanation of the Mishnah in Temura, that it never went into her hands. That's why it's not going to be called in Esnan. That last raya about Mudar Hana, the Gemara relates that. The Gemara Nedarim in the Bavli on Daf Lamed Hey asks an amazing question, which has come up elsewhere, and that is, when the Kohen brings the Karbanos, is he really our Shliach when he brings the Karbanos? He's acting on behalf of us? Or is he Hashem Shliach? Or is he Hashem Shliach? That's the Gemara's question in Nedarim Lamed Hey in the Bavli. Ibai Lahu, Hani Kohane, Shluchei Didan Have, O Shluchei Deshmaya. But who are they? Are they our Shlichim or Hashem Shlichim? Lamai Nafgamina, Lamudar Hana. Right? The Nafgamina would be this kind of case, Mudar Hana. I Amr Deshluchei Didan Have, Hamahani Leva Asr. If there are Shlichim, then according to Mudar Hana, from a person cannot bring the carbon on their behalf. The Amr Shluchei Deshmaya, Shari. Right? And the first source quoted there is this Mishnah. Is this Mishnah Tashma? Right, and the Gemara says, Yamir Shluchei Didan Kamahani Lei. So why is that allowed? Lo Taimeich Listi Makar V'Lav Karbanos Ela Mechusri Kapara Shaini. Quotes the Mechusri Kapara is different. The Gemara continues and has a different Maskana. But anyway, that's the first source that is discussed in that context. Good, we continue. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Imi is paldur Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Melakish. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Melakish have a machlokas. Chad or Magdishin. One says you're allowed to be Magdish an animal. What is that talking about? We'll see. That's talking about Yantif. The Chad Amar in Magdishin. Machlokas. Rabbanan the Kesarim mafarshin lahon. The Rabbanan of Kesaria explain what's the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan b'shem talking about. They're talking about are you allowed to be Magdish on Yantif? Rabbi Yochanan Amar Magdishin b'tchilah b'Yantif. Rabbi Yochanan says you're allowed to be Magdish an animal on Yantif. We'll see. Isn't that against the Mishnah in Beitzah? Rishon Ben Lakish Amar, Ein Makdish B'chiyah B'yantif. Rishon says you can't. And there's a Brisa that supports each one of these Shitas. Because there's a Mishnah in Shabbos that says that you're not supposed to do transactions on Shabbos. Right? There's a different, Shabbos and Yantif are not being Mechalik right now. You're not supposed to do transactions on Shabbos. So what happens if it's Erev Pesach on Shabbos, and for some reason you didn't get your act together? So you were Nimna on a Grand Pesach. What do you do? You're not supposed to do transactions, right? It's a drabana to do business on Shabbos. So what do you do? So the Mishnah says at the beginning of the 23rd perek in Masechah Shabbos, if Erev Pesach Chleis B'Shabbos, what do? You go to a store, you don't talk about any prices, you don't have money switch hands, and he'll give it to you with the understanding that you'll pay him after Shabbos. What if he doesn't trust you? Then leave him a mashkon. That's the Mishnah. Erev Pesach B'Yushalayim Shechalis B'Shabbos Be'niach Taliso Etzlo V'no Teles Pischo V'osei Mo Cheshbon L'Achar Yantif. Right, that's the Mishnah. So where do you go to? You go to an animal place to get an animal on Erev Pesach on Shabbos. So two different versions. Is Tani Tani Holech Lo, now back to our Gemara. Is Tani Tani Holech Lo Etzel Mochrit Slime. One version is you go to a place that sells sheep, meaning they're chulin. They're chulin, which would mean that you have to be makdish them on that day. So that would be a raya to Reb Yochanan, that you can be makdish on Yantif or Shabbos. Is Tani Tani Holech Lo Etzel Mochrit Slachim? No, the other version is you go to people who already have their Karan Pesachs, Mochrit Slachim. So, man da amar holich loitzel mochrit slaim, command da amakdishin. The one who says you go to the mochrit slaim, the one who have sheep, chulin sheep, that's Rabbi Yochanan. That says you give me makdish on Shabbos and Yantif. Man da amar holich loitzel mochrit psachim, according to the one who says you go out to the mochrit psachim, they're already, pesachs, command da amar amakdishin. Right, that's like the opinion, amakdishin, because it has already to be hukdash before Yantif. But one second now, says the Gemara. Beautiful lumdis. One second. Let's think about that second brisa. Right, what does the second brisa say? According to the one who says you can't be makdash on Yantif, you have to go to the one that already has the Karan Pesach already hukdash. But one second, according to the first view of our question, of the Tzai Bezen question, what's really happening when you go to someone who has a Karan Pesach for you? It's really in chulin that's becoming hukdash again when you pay the money. So it's really chulin, it's switching step, it's becoming hukdash. So it doesn't help you. So even according to the one who says that, according to the second brisa, you go to the Mochrei Psachim, but in really, there's some of those Karan Pesachs that are really chulin that are going to become Hukdash and Yantif when he gives it to you. So Hada Amra, Enu Yosei L'chulin, because of Akideh. So it's against that first sod. Itamer, she Yosei L'chulin, because if you say he goes out L'chulin, because of Akideh, like the first understanding of the Tanai Bazdin, the Yosei Misha Makdash, then this doesn't solve your problem. This is being Makdash the animal. Right, look at the Karbana Eda. Lamanda Amar Shaolei Chesel Mochri Psachim, my Tikein. According to the one who says that you go to the Mochri Psachim, how does this fix anything? Ha Hek Deshan Shal Mochri Psachim, Yotze Lechulin Kodem Kabbalah Samos. It goes out Lechulin before he gets the money. Viacharka Choseru Makdish. Imkein Avele Kamakdish, Betchila Miyantif. So it doesn't help. Therefore, again, it's another Raya to the second side. To the second side, that the money is limited with Kedusha, not the animal. Period. Says the Gemara now. How do you read these next lines is a question, but we'll go with the Karbana Eda. The Karbana Eda says, Uparich. Now the Gemara asks, Vitanina ne Makdishin, doesn't the Mishnah in Beis Alam Vav in the Bavli say, you're not letting me Makdish an animal on Yantif? So what's Rabbi Yochanan talking about? How can Rabbi Yochanan say you can be Makdish an animal on Yantif? Right? It's a Beferish Mishnah. You can't be Makdish. Two answers. Rabbi Chananya, Rabbi Mana. Chad Amar, Makdish Lamachar. When is there ever an Isser to be Makdish where you don't need it for today? Don't be Makdish something for today that you're going to bring tomorrow. But if you need it for today, what's the case in Shabbos? You need it for today. It's Erev Pesach. Said there's no Isser. The Rabbanan did not make an Isser to Rabbanan where you need the animal for today. Number one. V'charana Amar, a second answer. Ha-ha. B'makdish lebedek habayis. There's a difference between being Makdish something lebedek habayis to be used for value Kedusha. You're makdish a table, you're makdish even an animal that's a baal mum, you're makdish in something to be used for bedek habayis. That's usur on Yantif. But makdish le kachshei haguf, So that's not a problem. That's not a problem on Yontif. That fits in. We don't have time to get into it at all right now, but that fits into the Tosfos in Baba Kama, Tosfos Daf Ayin Vav, Daf Ayin Tes, and Reb Chaim's expansion and an explanation of Tosfos, that the two ways of Akdasha are two totally different avenues to be Makdash something. Bedek Abayis means you make it Mamono Shel Hektish. You transfer it financially, legally, and then Mamela Kedusha is Chal on it. That's why that's Asar on Shabbos and Yontif, because that's really a transaction. That's switching. But what's Kachi Aguf? All you do is to imbue it with Kedusha. You don't transfer anything. Once you imbue it, it's Kadosh. It's still yours. Right? So that's why maybe that's not a problem on Shabbos and Yontif, because you're not really transferring anything. You're just imbuing with Kedusha. Okay? So this line fits in amazingly to that Chilek. Amr of Shammai. V'yafilu, one more line. V'yafilu kaman da Amr b'makdish. No, Reb Shammai is going back. Even the Brisa earlier that says that you're allowed to go to the Mochrei Tzlaim, that could fit into Reish Lakish. That you could go there on Shabbos or Yontif. What do you mean? It's Chulin. It's okay, because you know what you're going to do? You're going to bring this to the Beis HaMikdash. And Ba'azara, Bishem Shvush, Yetir B'Mikdash. Ain't Shvush B'Mikdash. And therefore, if you go to a place that has Chulin animals, bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, then you can be Makdash there, because Ain't Shvush B'Mikdash, and you need it for today, and therefore Reish Lakish can even fit in to the other Brisa. The Gemara just adds, Minayin Shein Nimnim, how do you know that you need Minui? Where's the source that you need to be appointed? Tamalomar b'michsas nefashos. Michsas is a number of nefashos. Minyan nefashos. The number of nefashos that have to be appointed. Minayin Shehein, our Girsa is Mimanin. Reb Chaim Kanievsky has the Girsa, Minayin Shein Mechayim. Either way, it's the same question. How do you know that you're only appointed until the time of Shechita? You know what? Let's stop here. Minayin Shehein, because we're going to get into Reb Shimon, who argues. So we'll stop here, the last couple of lines here on Daf Ayin Aleph.